The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
DW60's Press Row is sponsored by Brandon Boudreau and Love the Mouse Travel. Brandon can help you plan the right time for you and your family to visit the Walt Disney World Resort. Make vacationing stress-free by letting Brandon guide you through all the new policies and other changes like park reservations, My Disney Experience, virtual queue navigation, resort and dining recommendations, and much more. Brandon can even help you save money by applying new promotions after booking if they can be applied to your trip. And the best part about having Brandon help you plan your magical vacation is that it's completely free. So what are you waiting for? Start planning your magical vacation today by calling 228-348-1225 or send an email to brandon@lovethemousetravel.com. More information can be found on his Facebook page. Just search for Brandon at Love the Mouse Travel. And make sure to use reference code DW60 to let Brandon know we sent you.
Is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace. Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It is DW60's Press Row. However you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, iHeart Radio, Odyssey, or Apple Podcasts, we are glad that you're here. This week on the show, another SR Spotlight. It's Jeff and Nicole here with you.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's a glorious Friday.
Very glorious.
Weekend is here.
Weekend is here. The sun is out. It is shining. It's vacation season at the Walt Disney World Resort.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yes.
The crowds.
Lots of crowds.
Lots of crowds.
Did you see the picture the other day of, what was it, last week after the show, they showed a picture of the Magic Kingdom over there where transportation takes you back to the TTC and the buses. The amount of people waiting in line trying to get out of the Magic Kingdom was crazy.
I said it was like at least a 30-minute wait for everything.
I've heard longer at the same time. I mean, it's nuts out there. Absolutely nuts.
I don't know. That's a lot. I think it's just, it's peak summer vacation.
It is. Yeah.
And also, all these people that didn't get to go last year. So there's like twice as many people there.
Yeah, I agree. That's true. July the 23rd, 2021. I got a quick story for you guys, and this is for all of you, you know, couples out there. It's something that you just pay attention to when you're out and about. Okay, so Nicole and I are in Sam's this past week. Okay, and we're walking through, just picking up a few things that we needed and everything else. And as we're going through the frozen food section, I'm pushing the cart, mind you. Okay, and I'm watching this guy.
Where are you going with this?
I'm watching this guy. Load up a crazy amount of seafood and everything else onto this cart and everything. And I glanced over at it for like 1 second, just 1 second.
Can't take your eyes off the road.
Yeah. And as I looked back over the cart, Nicole had stopped and I didn't see it. And the cart was about 3 inches away from her. And she turned around and she gave me this look that, people, I tell you, if I could have dropped dead from the look that she gave me right then and there, I would have. I've never seen her look at me like that before.
He's like, when we have kids, you're not even going to have to like discipline them. Your mom's going to look at you and that's just going to be.
And that's going to, no words will be said whatsoever. So
it was just that bad.
Couples, spouses, pay attention. Pay attention to your card when you're in the grocery store because you may get that look and good Lord help you.
I didn't mean to.
We got to laughing about it afterwards.
Oh, well, he was just like, I can't believe you just looked at me like that. And you're just going off and going off. And we walked past other people in the store, and this late woman was just cracking up.
Too funny. Too funny. Just one of the many things that happens throughout the week. That's,
and then the rest of the time, he kept like 6 feet away from me.
I did. At one point, I even stopped pushing the cart and said, here. Here, you push it.
We social distance.
Well, like I said, I'm glad to have everybody here listening to the show live on Sorcerer Radio. Of course, hello to our podcast listeners as well. And like I said, we have our SR Spotlight this week. We like to do this every few months and talk to one of the on-air personalities that we have at Sorcerer Radio over at srsounds.com. Of course, we've talked to DJ Sorcy before. Notification. We have talked to Mr. Eric Allen. And this time around, we are bringing on the host of Touring the World every Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Sorcerer Radio, Mr. Andrew Sparks. Welcome to the show.
Jeff and Nicole, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're up. We got coffee. We're ready.
God, it's a beautiful morning. Beautiful morning. It is an honor to be here with both of you.
We're so excited. I can't believe you've almost been on Sorcerer Radio for 5 years next month.
5 years ago next month. That's
and
correct.
This is the first time we've had you on the show.
I feel like this is my first address to America.
To the people.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome.
It is.
But you're here. I mean, what better way to celebrate 5 years? I cannot believe it's been 5 years.
I can't believe it has either. I remember DJ Sorcy sent me an email and asked me if I would be interested in cutting this 30-second commercial, and I thought I hit the lottery.
Were you listening to the station before?
I've been listening to the station since 2004,
2005. Oh, wow. My gosh. No kidding.
When, you know, Sorcerer Radio was only 3 years old, 4 years old is when I discovered it.
That's crazy.
I remember studying at Ohio University and would have it on my laptop, which kids, look it up. We had laptops back then. And it would study with it on. But also, because if, you know, you had trouble sleeping or anything like that, you know, bedtime Disney, I mean, come on.
That's my favorite.
Great way to help you, you know. I mean, so you would actually set up the laptop right by the bed. And it would go off, you know, after 30 minutes or up to 2 hours, I think, when I had the setting off, and just listen. And, you know, it was a great way. And, of course, that leads to the app, which, you know, I believe that was like, what, help me out, Jeff, 2007, 2008?
Yeah,
maybe?
Around about that time, I think. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, and I told DJ Sorcy this. I am convinced to this day I'm the first person to download the app when it got launched.
Like, it was me.
Because we had the website with the fan forum, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Which I never really posted anything on that, but I remember seeing I think it was an email that went out that said that Sorcerer Radio is now on the App Store, and I think I was just on my phone when I got that email, and boom, downloaded it immediately, and my life changed.
Ta-da!
Right?
That is so crazy, because I didn't start listening until 2014. I was like a late one.
Andrew, how exactly did you find the station?
Disney music searches on the internet. There was no YouTube back then. I didn't discover YouTube until January of 2006, I think. February 2006.
Were you looking at like pirate sites and stuff like that to get your music, you know, for Disney?
Of course not. No.
No.
No, come on.
No.
You know, FCC and all the guidance, they can audit me if they want. No, not at all. So, you know, I would say, you know, because I've always been interested in Disney music. I was always the first one to buy the CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Theme park music came out. But listen to those, gosh, many times in the car. When my mom and dad went to Disney World in 1989 for a business trip, they brought back a cassette tape of Disney park music, and had, you know, Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean, and just wore out the tape completely in our minivan. And actually, surprisingly, the one song that I took away from that tape that I actually liked was Magic Journeys. of all things.
Oh,
I mean, I'm 5 years old. I'm 6 years old, and I'm digging Magic Journeys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that song. That's such a good song.
There's always been a love of Disney music, and, you know, Sorcerer Radio just does such a great job. You know, you think, well, why do folks connect with Sorcerer Radio so much from a listening standpoint? And I think it's just, I think it's really a simple thing. If you love music, you love Sorcerer Radio.
Yeah, it's definitely emotional.
Now think about that for a minute. If you're listening, like say it's the Sorcerer Radio Hour on the main channel, in the course of an hour, you can go from listening to country western music of the 1940s and 1950s,
yeah,
a la Country Bear Jamboree.
Right.
The next song could take you to New Orleans with jazz music.
Yeah.
And the song right after that could take you to the landscapes of France, with impressions to France from the France Pavilion at Epcot. And you never change the channel.
No.
You're digging the first song as much as you are the one 10 minutes later.
Yeah. And it's free.
Thank you, Jim.
You know?
And you just love it. And, you know, the artists, you know, the men and women who created these songs, man, we are their biggest fans.
Oh, yeah.
Across sure,
yeah.
Radio. And
oh, yeah.
20 years later, here we are. Gosh, it's a testament to DJ Sorcy and the tremendous staff that have created the station what it is today.
So when he reached out to you to do a commercial, were you already doing voiceover work?
No. Yes, in a little bit of a way. I guess you could call me a voiceover artist. After I graduated with my media degree in 2008, that's when the market crashed.
Yeah.
So jobs were very hard to find.
Right.
And like most Americans, we pivoted. And I've been with the same company now since I graduated college, 12 years now. But broadcasting in general, you know, you would think about it for, you know, all day, every day. And how can you get back in?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And you know, it was about 5 years ago where I sent a sample to DJ Sorcy and said, hey, if you ever need any voice work, gosh, yeah, reach out to me. Well, he didn't reply back for about 4 months. You know, it was quiet. And then all of a sudden, I remember where I was. I got this email saying, hey, would you be interested in cutting this 30-second soundbite for one of the station sponsors? And I did, and one thing led to another commercial, and then the next thing you know, I'm doing the voiceover work for this new hour-long show on Saturday nights for the Disneyland nighttime spectacular, which that's continued to play up until now. I think it hasn't changed.
No, you know, it's still there.
That voiceover tracks has been the same.
Sure.
Every Saturday night, and it's also like during the week.
Wednesdays and Saturdays, yeah.
So it just kept doing more and more voiceover work. You know, the next thing you know, we've launched Atmospheres and Spa Day and those stations, and it's just been terrific since then.
Listening to your story, it sounds so familiar to my own. You know, I was randomly looking for Disney music, came across a station, heard about the podcast, said, hey, if you need any help, you know, immediately got the same response of, you know, send in a demo and everything else, and he got back to me. I was on the show and haven't stopped since. I mean, I know how that feels.
Your background, Jeff, you were in radio though at some point, I believe, correct?
I was, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. I should say, you know, didn't find a job immediately. I did find a station in Indiana that actually hired me literally off the street. And when I mean off the street, I was walking the streets trying to find a job.
Yeah, that's what you had to do.
This radio station, this AM radio station, that had just opened, and I walked in and said, hey, I've got this college, you know, here's my degree, here's my tape, would you hire me? They literally hired me right on the spot.
There you go.
It had been open for about 6 months, and unfortunately it you know, it was the worst time in history to launch a brand new radio station. After my first day, I could see the handwriting on the wall that this was not going to last. And I was there all a grand total of 4 months before I found a new job. So
yeah,
the same job I've got today. So it's
hey, but you were on air. Kind of you were on air.
But here's the thing, Andrew. It's when it comes to broadcasting, when you're not in it, you do think about it all the time, and there's always a little bitty itch that you want to scratch. You want to be behind a microphone, and whether it just be talking about the news or whether it be playing music and talking about the music, some part of you always wants to get back into it. And
you're exactly right.
That takes me to...
I was three times a day.
Yeah.
For 5 years. No, seriously, for 5 years, 3 times a day, Christmas Eve, 4th of July, I was thinking of how can I get broadcasting in my life?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I really got, you know, my first iPad and, you know, got some really good equipment. Kids, look it up. If you want to get into this business, make sure you have a really good microphone.
That's the important part.
Yeah, you need
it. You need a really good mic. But I thought about it constantly. And, you know, it's kind of like a dream come true, really, to be honest with you. To have Disney Plus, you know, this voiceover career, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Well, that's what brings me to touring the world, which for our podcast listeners, if you didn't know, touring the world happens every single Thursday at 1 p.m. on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. And each week, Andrew takes you to a different part of the Walt Disney World theme parks or resorts, wherever it may be on property. And he literally takes you into it where you can close your eyes, listen to what he's talking about, playing the music from that area, and you close your eyes, you can picture it. Where did this idea come from for touring the world?
It all started, and I'm not kidding, on Main Street USA at the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
We are 2 hours away from finishing our vacation and getting ready to catch the Magical Express. So this has been now 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. And I get an email alert from DJ Sourcey saying, we've got an hour of programming that opened up. Would you be interested in doing a show? And I told Bethany, and for the first, I should back up, for the first 10 seconds, I literally said, I'm not doing that. I'm just going to stick with the voiceover. Then I came to my senses after 10 seconds and said, what, are you out of your mind? Of course I'm going to take this opportunity. Because he gave me creative control. He gave me complete creative control. Do you want to do a talk show or anything? And he said, we've got an hour of programming available. Do what you ever want to do. Just let me, you know, send me what you have. So he gave me complete creative control. And of course, I didn't want to compete with your show. I didn't want to compete with Eric or Sandy because they're tremendous shows and it would be foolish to even come close to trying to do what the other hosts do. With William and the folks on the weekend and everything. So, by the way, when I told this, Bethany was overcome with emotion because she just cares so much about my career. That was a great moment on Main Street because, gosh, she's been my rock. And
how ironic that it happened right there on Main Street, USA. Isn't that something?
Right where the horse and buggy go across by the firehouse.
Sure.
So next time you're at Magic Kingdom, if you know, one of these days there's going to be a little plaque like in the
this is where it started.
Pavement saying this is where Andrew was standing when he got the Touring the World gig. No, I love Bethany. She's just been so supportive and everything. Owe everything to her, really. So he gave me complete creative control, and I sat down in my broadcast booth at home, literally with days to go, literally I think with like 2 or 3 days to go before the first show, and I sat down and literally within a minute thought, okay, this is what I want to do, which is the same format it is today, you know, describe different places, give yourself, you know, put yourself into a place at Walt Disney World, describe little things, whether it be the pavement or the atmosphere, the sky, the setting, the scene. And just if you close your eyes, it takes you there. That's really the genesis of how I wanted the show to become. And also, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that, you know, growing up as kids, we used to play Disney World at our home in Ohio growing up. My brother and sister and I would, you know, pretend like we would fly on an airplane to Walt Disney World. And during the plane ride, we would watch the in-flight movie on our television set in our living room, whether it be Lion King or Beauty and the Beast or something. So there is some of that of, you know, playing Disney World that came into the show.
Yeah.
But, I sat down and had the scope of what I wanted to do within, you know, a few minutes. And then I had to come up with a name of the show. And literally I said, Touring the World.
Yeah, sometimes
that
your quickly. First idea.
It was literally that fast. That I came up with the idea. So all in all, programming the show in my head and then writing a quick script, 15 minutes.
Yeah. You know? Sometimes, you know, you're like, okay, well, that's one idea. Now what else should I do? But sometimes that first idea is really, you know, the first thing that comes to your head is ends up being the best idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, DW60 is not like Sorcom Review. Sorcom Review is not like D-Trips or anything else. We're all unique.
Right.
So
that's the best part. There's
it's something that I think has resonated with our listeners. And from the feedback DJ Sorcy has been getting, we're getting a lot of listenership every week. So thank you very much to everyone for helping us out and helping Sorcer Radio out. We appreciate you guys.
I love it. Especially I'm usually at work when Touring the World plays, but I'll listen to the replay. Usually it'll play while I'm cooking dinner. And so I'll just put my headphones in and cook dinner, and Jeff will be, you know, in his office or what doing whatever. And I'll just be able to just like go somewhere else after a long day at work. It's almost the end of the week. Like, and just, it is, it just takes you somewhere else, somewhere, you know.
And don't we need an escape from the world of today every now and then?
Oh, goodness, yes. Oh, yeah.
Especially in the past year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So many people have sent emails and messages and saying, like, thank you for Sorcerer Radio during the last year, when not only could we not get to Disney, but we couldn't get out of our homes. And so we were able be in Disney without, when we couldn't be there.
You know, there's that plaque when you enter the Magic Kingdom. Here you leave the world of today and you enter the world of yesterday, tomorrow, and fantasy.
Yeah.
What Sorcerer Radio does is a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know, away from work for a couple hours. Once you turn it on and calms you down and takes you to another place. Your happy place, really.
Yeah. Right? And now with all the different stations, there's, you know, if you need something to help you chill out, you know, their spa day or atmospheres, or if you want to, you know, feel like you're on an attraction.
Cool.
I love atmospheres.
I mean, isn't atmospheres just taken off?
Yeah, it is.
Like, from really, awesome. From the very beginning, it was like, the race is over. It's done.
That's probably my go-to station. You like Rope Drop, Jeff.
I love Rope Drop.
Jeff is a big Rope Drop.
It's one of my favorites, yeah.
But like, we've talked about this on the show before, where like, I deal with a lot of numbers at work all day. And so something without words, like spa day or atmospheres, is usually my go-to. And it just, like, the familiar music is comforting, but it's not distracting. So it's my go-to.
Andrew, out of all the shows that you've done and the various areas of the Walt Disney World Resort that you showcase every single week, which one would you say has probably been your favorite and made you the most excited when you do your show?
Kidding me? It's the Contemporary.
I was thinking it was going to be that.
You know something? This is a conspiracy between you, Nicole, and Bethany.
No, never. never. No.
You guys got all together and we're going to say Contemporary.
Give me number two. Give me your number two.
The Contemporary one's the easiest because,
sure,
you know, take out the walkway between the Contemporary and the Magic Kingdom.
Right.
And it's something else. I don't know. It's just, it's cool at night when you're walking from the Magic Kingdom bus parking lot back to Contemporary. There's, you pass the Contemporary bus stop. And you're walking in that corridor and you hear smooth jazz. it's just a cool feeling. And then the sliding doors open up and you walk into cool air conditioning. And if you remember back in circa 2006 and longer ago, you had the Mickey Mouse statue right there in the lobby. Remember that? It's not there anymore. I think it's back in Brooklyn.
I think I remember that.
Do you remember that? Yeah. It's with the Tchaikovsky. Yeah, Tchaikovsky from the Fantasia. The statue where they're shaking hands. And it was just really cool. If I had to do a number two, boating that was on yesterday around Walt Disney
World. That was so cool.
It was a good show.
I did get to listen to that at work.
That one I thought of on our vacation a few weeks back to Disney. Boat rides are fun. From Magic Kingdom back to Fort Wilderness.
Oh, they can be very adventurous. There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
They can be. I mean, and it wasn't up until a few years ago. I had never been on the Sascoula boat from Disney Springs to Port Orleans.
Yeah.
That's a fun ride, especially at night. So, you know, you go to different areas. I will say the one reaction I probably get the most is when we do, Future World at Epcot.
Love Future World.
That's a good one.
Just because of the soundtrack is just amazing. And a lot of Epcot fans certainly do love that one.
The vibes are
And in the fall, and every fall come October, I'll do a Food and Wine Festival one where we go around the countries.
Yeah.
That I typically like to do.
Then next thing
you know, it's Christmas and we're going resorting around the holidays.
Yeah. You had your Christmas in July show 2 weeks ago. Last week?
That's right.
Yeah, and it was. Yeah. It's the feelings that you remember.
She's already wanted to put the Christmas tree after I've played that show. So, Christmas in July, which I'll give you guys credit. You guys started that a few years ago, if I remember.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Christmas in July thing. And
it's been, it's been over 10 years.
I say Jeff always does a Christmas in July 10
years,
show.
Really?
Yeah, it started back 2010, I think.
Well, I got involved
either 2009 or 2010 or 11, something like that. You know, one thing lot of people don't know about the fact that, you know, a lot of us DJs for SR, we only get to talk to each other every now and then, you know, like during this or maybe an occasional Skype call or whatever. We actually had the opportunity to get to meet Andrew last year during our honeymoon. He had dinner with us over at the beer garden. You remember that, Andrew?
That was fantastic.
Wasn't that fun?
That was the second time I met Andrew.
Yeah, that's the second time you've met him.
It was my beautiful wife with our four beautiful kids.
They were so well behaved.
Oh my gosh! And the beautiful bride and groom. And we had Mr. Eric Allen there, and we had DJ Sourcey and Mrs. DJ Sourcey, and it was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. And you know, next month maybe we should post that video of our. dinner, like live video thing.
Oh my gosh, that's somewhere.
You did by it's somewhere.
It's on Facebook video.
1,000 views.
Yeah.
Oh,
if
I'm
remember
sure.
right, it did get up. It did get up to 1,000 views.
Well, I mean, it all got really, really interesting when we just wanted you to simply say Sorcerer Radio the way you say it when you're on on air and everything for atmospheres and everything. And from there, it was so funny.
We're walking back to our car, and actually Eric was walking back with us, and Eric actually pushed the stroller. I let Eric push the stroller, which was great. And I turned to Bethany and I go, "Do I really say Sorcerer Radio in a certain way?" She goes, "Yes, you do." And she's got this big smile on my face. I go, "That is my Southern Ohio, Appalachia, proud as can be." accent that comes out every now and then.
It happens. So,
it happens. I just have to smile with it.
I mean, I'm a Southern guy, you know, and so every now and then a little bit of my Southern accent will come out. It's not often, but it does happen, especially when I'm around my family.
It definitely hits me after I go back home. We've lived in Indianapolis now for 5 years, and because Bethany's from Indiana. Yeah. And every time I go back home, I'll bring back the accent for at least 24 hours.
I always say Jeff gets
Midwest
more Southern
voice.
Like the closer we get to Arkansas when we drive up there. We've never had his mom on the show or anything, but she posted, she has a very strong accent.
Very strong, yes.
She sounds similar to, we always say Paula Deen.
Oh yeah, pretty close.
Pretty close.
Pretty
quality.
Darn close, yeah.
But she posted something yesterday, and she was like, "I never think my accent's very strong." She was like, "Until I listen to myself on video, and then I just sound like straight cornbread."
Yeah.
It's like so Southern. I sound like cornbread.
Golly,
and it's
geez.
So accents are
That's
so
awesome.
Funny.
Like unbelievable.
I've always been.
I always
that,
thought if Disney could recast the voiceover announcer on the Liberty Bell Riverboat, I could be. Prime candidate number one. Now up
that.
Ahead is
I
the Big
that.
Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Oh my gosh.
There's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
I just pulled up the beer garden video. It has over 1,200 views.
See? There you go.
You know what? Next month we're getting to 2,000.
Yeah. Everyone
we're
go watch
to
it.
2,000.
All right, we've got more with Mr. Andrew Sparks coming up after the break here on DW60.
So, you want to win cool Disney stuff from the Sorcerer Radio stash?
Did I win? What color am I?
Tell
you guys
me
are looking
I
for
won.
A winner?
I want it so bad.
Just visit www.srsounds.com for contests, news, reviews, and personalities from around the world. Disney World. Visit srsounds.com.
And follow us on Twitter at srsounds.
Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music. All day long. srsounds.com.
Are you listening to a radio station that sounds like this? Why do that when you can listen to a radio station that sounds like this? It's Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Are you a park opener? Maybe you love the smell of pirate water. Here at Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company, we're a little sweet on Gaston, and we think you might be too. Bring these magically inspired scents to your home, or it could be off with your head. Magically scent your world at magicallyscented.com. Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to use the code SOR20 to get 20% off your next magically scented order.
Tired of missing out on free dining and special park openings? Looking to keep your finger on the pulse of all things Disney? Well, we've got you covered. EarsAlert.com has up-to-date news, deals, and information from the very best Disney news sources. Visit EarsAlert.com and download our iOS or Android app to get immediate updates whenever a Disney news story breaks. Visit EarsAlert.com today.
Hey, this is AJ for the D-Plus Club, where we cover all things Disney+. Each week, I'll bring you the latest news and rumors, as well as what's new and what's coming soon to the Disney streaming service in the US and in the UK. And each week, we have a weekly movie club, where between July 26th and August 1st, we'll be featuring the film Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Share your thoughts in the weekly movie club room in the Sorcerer Radio Discord at srsounds.com/discord, and I'll feature some of your comments in this week's podcast. You can find the D-Plus Club on all major podcasting platforms, with new episodes every Sunday. See you there.
Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music, all day long, srsounds.com. It's Jeff and Nicole back with you.
We're back! And we've got some rapid-fire questions for our
this
very own...
This is a great song.
Our very own Andrew Sparks.
Oh, God, fantastic. What a way to start a Friday morning.
We said we wanted to do rapid-fire, and he said, only if I can have my own, if I can pick the intro music, and he picked Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
So...
what is it with the Foo Fighters, Andrew? Tell me. What's the deal?
You know what Foo Fighters are? Those guys are a bunch of dads driving minivans. And boy, can I relate to them. But just a bunch of great guys who drive minivans. And I can relate so much.
Yeah.
You know, who are great guys who love playing rock and roll. So it's awesome. I mean, to ask me what my favorite Foo Fighters song is would be like asking me which of our four kids is my favorite.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Is on that level.
I just can't do it. Love it all. Love it all.
Well, we're going to ask you some other things because we're going to do some rapid fire with you. Now, you have exactly 2 minutes to answer as many questions as possible. And after the 2 minutes is up, if you want to go back to explain any of your answers, feel free to do so. You know, that's fine. But
what's Eric Allen's record?
I don't know.
Ooh,
we'd have to go back and look.
He got through a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty fast. So
he's decisive.
If you're going to outdo Eric, then you're going to have to really just
pound through him.
Yeah.
I will try my best.
Okay. All right. A little bit of trivia music here. All right. Here we go. Rapid fire. If you were the CEO of the Disney Company for one day, what would you change at Walt Disney World?
I would change that employees can request vacation time more easily and be granted it more easily.
Okay, if you could have dinner with someone in Disney history, who would it be?
Roy Disney, or no, actually, Michael Eisner.
That's an interesting one. Okay.
Yeah, Michael Eisner.
What is your most coveted piece of Disney memorabilia?
I have the Olszewski Cinderella Castle.
Ooh. Oh, wow. That's cool. What is your Disney dream job?
to have any attraction, or have the Imagineers ask me to do a voice track on any attraction.
Oh, that's a good one. Favorite Star Wars movie?
Episode 5.
Skyliner or monorail?
Monorail, and it's not even close.
Okay. What Disney attraction should be replaced or refurbished?
Figment.
Oh, okay. That's a good answer.
Popular answer.
Favorite Epcot festival?
Food and wine.
Okay. Now, this one is kind of relevant, but maybe not relevant anymore, but Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party or Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party?
Halloween party, just because I've done that more times and I've had a great time every single time. But Christmas, I've only done that once.
Okay. Yeah. What is your most disliked Disney movie?
The one I've never seen before, Tim Burton's It's a Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen that film before.
Which Disney restaurant has the best Disney burger?
Pecos Bill's, per Elias Sparks.
All right, favorite World Showcase Pavilion?
Mexico, and it's not even close.
Finally, what's your favorite Disney mug?
I have a Disneyland one where the handle is in the shape of the Disneyland D.
That's a really good one. I like that.
Is that from the 60th?
Yes, yeah. It is. Wow, great. Wow, where pulled that out of left field.
I know my Disney mugs.
I married a good one. Look at that.
You sure did.
I know you both got some pretty good wives.
We do. Hey, brief, can I say something for like 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I think weren't we in the same building at the Polynesian on your wedding night?
Yeah.
When our family was at the Polynesian and stuff? We're having dinner at Captain Cook's, and Bethany tells me that you guys are actually in the same building. Not only on the same, we're in the same building, we're also on the same floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had not met yet on your wedding night.
Yep.
We were meeting like a day or two later. And we were having dinner at Captain Cook's. Bethany sends me upstairs to the gift shop area to grab something. I am tiptoeing up the stairs where these stairs lead into Ohana's. I am tiptoeing, looking around the corner to see if I spot you guys, because I don't want our first introduction to be on your wedding night. And I knew we had to wait for the dinner at Beer Garden a few days later. So literally, I am tiptoeing, looking around the corner. Finally, a cast member sees me and goes, "Are you okay, sir?
Can I help you?"
And I'm like, I'm okay.
Oh,
and I'm like looking around the corner, seeing if I see Jeff and Nicole. You guys weren't there. And I got the heck out of there real fast.
Well, we were in a different building. So
no, weren't we? We were on the same floor in the same building.
Same floor, same building. Yes. Really?
Yes.
That's so weird.
Thanks to good folks of Scott and the fine folks at dvc-rental.com.
Yes, I know. I tried to get that reservation, and I was like, all right, okay, if we didn't get it, those are the only other people that it's okay that they got it.
Oh, my gosh, that's so weird.
How'd my rapid fire go?
That was awesome.
I think you did a fine job.
What'd you think about my Nightmare Before Christmas reply?
So I hadn't seen that movie until, like, right when we started dating. I think Jeff had me watch it we've talked about this on the show. I don't watch movies. I don't watch things. I just don't have the attention span for it. But because I was like dating this new guy and I really wanted him to like me, I watched all the Star Wars movies.
Oh yeah.
All of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then I watched Nightmare Before Christmas, and there were probably some others, but that was one of them that I'd never seen either. Like well into my adult years. It's a good watch.
Okay. Look, let's put it this way. Eric Allen's favorite movie, I think, is Treasure Planet. You know, it's one of those non-typical
good movie.
Ones
yeah.
Talk that about. Me. Okay, I've seen. Okay, that movie I watched at least the first 5 minutes before I turned it off. I've never watched 5 minutes of Nightmare Before Christmas. I could not tell you the plot.
Okay, so have you watched?
I know there's a character called Jack Skeleton. Other than that, that's it. I do not know anything about that film at all.
Have you watched Prop Culture on Disney Plus?
I skipped that episode.
But yes. If you watch the episode,
I watched the series, but I skipped that episode. Yeah.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Okay, so go watch that episode, and then if you still don't want to watch it.
Hey, growing up in Ohio in the 90s, there was other stuff on at Christmas and Halloween that we watched. You know, the Headless Horseman cartoon from Disney. The teachers never put that one on television or in the VHS player. It missed me. And
dude, you're dating yourself here. The VHS player? Are you kidding me?
TV into the classroom.
Did you go pick it up at Blockbuster?
We had Movie Gallery, Jeff Davis. We didn't have Blockbusters in Ohio. Oh, we had movie galleries.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There was a Blockbuster. No, we had something else, like Hollywood movie or something like that. But, oh, man.
That's
so go watch that episode of Prop Culture and then tell me if you want to watch it or not.
I think I'm going to do one of these. I think that isn't the thing that's vogue nowadays is to do Facebook Live or something. I'm just going to set up a camera Facebook Live with our friends at this fun zone.
Make a TikTok.
And they can tell me what I'm watching on the television come this Halloween. Is it a Halloween or Christmas movie?
Both.
Both. Yeah. It spans both holidays.
There's even some Easter in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotten to watch any of the Behind the Attraction episodes on Disney Plus yet?
I have not.
I haven't.
Boy, I'm looking forward to that though.
Yeah.
I watched about 2.5 minutes of it. And then Jeff came in the room and was like, "You're watching it without me?" So then I had to turn it off.
I lived a dream back in 2006 when I was on the college program. Bethany and I got to do a tour with about 10 other people, cast members only, of the Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go there in the morning, it's super early in the morning. And the cast member's taking you around and you can actually touch like the casket and the casket scene. And you're down there and you can move the plates around. I mean, all the china on the table in the dining hall at the Haunted Mansion, that scene, you know, you can move it all. Sometimes there's a hidden Mickey. Sometimes there's not. Depends on if the Imagineer had been around to move it. Because on the tour, we were told that the hidden Mickey in the plates isn't actually supposed to be an official Imagineer hidden Mickey. So a few weeks ago, when we were at Disney World, there was no hidden Mickey in the plates. Someone must have moved it, but from the tour guide that we had, Ginger, she said that the cast members just move it back. But, I mean, to stand right in front of the singing bus, I mean, my goodness. I mean, talk about going back to when you're 5 years old and listening to that cassette tape of the Disney attractions and Haunted Mansion being my favorite soundtrack. Gosh, that was just, it almost brought a tear to your eye because, I mean, you're not in the ride. You're actually just walking right by the singing bus and the graveyard scene. It was a really cool memory.
You know, you mentioned the Disney College Program, and I know that we've probably got some listeners out there who are about to enter their senior year of high school or, you know, maybe thinking about doing Disney College Program coming up. Can you give them any advice?
I would say your interview is very important. Yeah. Don't take your interview for granted. They're not going to hire anyone whose personality doesn't reflect the type of cast member that's going to be on stage during their experience. So take your interview serious. Have fun. If your interview is over video or if it's over the phone with no video, smile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
they can hear the smile in your voice. That is very important. So if I were to give any word of advice on the interview, which is important, it's to smile. And don't roll your eyes thinking that you have to smile during this interview. And live it. That's the second thing I'm going to say. And really the only other thing I'm going to say is live the experience.
Like enjoy it.
Every single day, enjoy it. Reach out to the hourly employees who've been there for years. You know, Splash Mountain has a cast member who's been there since opening day of that attraction.
Yeah.
Talk to them. They're friendly. Talk to your managers. Ask for a meeting with your area manager or even that person's manager. Ask for, and then you may laugh or you may be told it's not possible, but reach out to the vice president of the Magic Kingdom, go through his or her office to see if you can arrange a 15-minute meeting. These folks, believe it or not, will find time to sit down with you if they have time. Now, you know, be a great cast member, you know, show up to work. But these folks are there to see you have a great experience. And the worst thing they're going to say is we can't unfortunately have this meeting. But work your way up and really live it, and you're going to have a fantastic experience. And at the end of the day, whether you stay with the company or not, you've got the Walt Disney Company on that resume once you graduate college.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's what a lot of my friends that have done it, that's what they say.
The company, yeah. And the company I worked for, you know, I went through two rounds of interviews. Second round, half the interview, we were talking about Disney.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
I didn't bring it up. It was on the resume.
Yeah.
So,
folks, that is really, really good advice. Take that to heart from somebody that's been there, been through it. And
hey, if you have any questions, reach out to Bethany and I on the Fun Zone. She's an alumnus as well, my wife.
You guys met during your college program, right?
That's right. Yeah. 15 years ago.
Crazy.
And how 15 years ago it was, you know, the post July 4th crowd, and extra magic hours were till 2 a.m. And gosh, it was just so much fun.
Cute.
Well, Andrew, I really appreciate you coming on the show and joining us and, you know, just giving us a little insight on just everything that's happened with UNSR and your family and everything else. Can you stick around for a few minutes, maybe do some birthdays and join us for our first magical moment here on WW60, you think?
Jeff and Nicole Davis, it would be an honor.
All right, we're going to do that when we come back right here on DW60.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
Are you looking for some fun on Facebook with fellow Disney fans? Then you need to join the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. The Fun Zone is an exclusive online gathering place where young and old alike can come and share their love of all things Disney in a family-friendly atmosphere. It'll also be your place for exclusive downloads, images, giveaways, and more. Join us online by going to Facebook.com and searching for Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. That's the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, part of Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Visit dvc-rental.com. Save up to 60% on deluxe accommodations. For more, click the banner at srsounds.com.
Be sure to check out wdwdailynews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at wdwdailynews, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
Bringing more people together than ever before at one happy place, srsounds.com. Download Sorcerer Radio's mobile app today and hear the magic from your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. srsounds.com.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
DW60, Jeff and Nicole and Mr. Andrew Sparks here back with you. Happy Friday.
Happy
Hope your
Friday.
Day's going well.
We've got a birthday. We've got an email.
And
like
we have...
the funnest part of the show right here, right?
I love
like
the music.
The birthday segment.
Yeah, we have fun with this.
Oh, man. And you got your finger on that sparkle button. I mean, you're ready to go
right
now.
Oh, yeah. It's become... like a staple in the show that we just absolutely love to do. But last week during the show, you know, I had this little idea that I would love the opportunity to share with our listeners magical moments that our listeners have had at Disney parks. And so far, response has been fantastic.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's really, really good. I'm so impressed with it. We're going to do one every single week because I don't want to play them all and then just not have any. So... we're just going to do one every single week, and the first one almost brought me to tears.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just a really, really good one. So we have this one for you. Let's play it right now.
Hi, Jeff and Nicole. My name is Kristen, and I'm sending you this message from Waltham, Massachusetts. My most magical moment in Walt Disney World has got to be October 3rd of 2019, when my then 2-year-old son met Mickey Mouse for the first time. My son is profoundly deaf and wears cochlear implants to help him hear, and he's learning to talk. And back in 2019, he was still real new to the device. And when he met Mickey for the first time, he was just overwhelmed. And all of a sudden, I think Mickey saw that my son was deaf. And next thing you know, he started signing with him. I've included some pictures. That's Mickey signing Mickey Mouse to my son. It brought me and my husband to tears and still does to this day. I love Walt Disney World, and this is one of the reasons why. That's our most magical moment.
Wow.
Isn't that so awesome?
I've got chills all over my body right now.
It is
beautiful.
Isn't it?
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
And that we have phenomenal.
So many spectacular messages of just people experiencing stuff like that.
Yeah.
I love it.
It happened, you know, that magic happens every day at Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Unbelievable. That is fantastic. Goodness.
What a way to start a weekend.
I know.
Just, yeah, I think that having those play every Friday morning is just really going to be a great way to start people's day off and their weekend. And
yeah, yeah. So if you've got a magical moment that you want to let everybody know about and you want to share with us, send it to us in an audio message and send that message to dw60@srsounds.com. We would love to hear about these. It's like we said before, it doesn't have to be the fact that you stayed in Cinderella's castle and, you know, overnight or something, or you had a VIP tour. Just a magical moment that was special for you and your family. That major vacation, that's what we're looking for and what we want to share with the entire Disney community and our listeners of DW60 and Sorcerer Radio as well. So, appreciate that. Thank you so much, Kristen. That was fantastic. Let's get to our email. It says this. Hey, Jeff and Nicole.
Hello.
Looking forward to returning to Disney this October and taking part in the world's most magical celebration. Like you, I read Disney Parks blog announcement of the retirement of Epcot Forever and Happily Ever After, and it certainly seems that Disney is not bringing either of them back. We knew that was going to happen with Epcot Forever, which we always knew was a placeholder until Harmonious was ready to go. Happily Ever After, on the other hand, had only a 3-year run until the pandemic hit. Its predecessor, Wishes, ran for 13 years in comparison. So while the writing on the blog wall is that Happily Ever After is done, never say never. I have my Disney Parks merch collection, a Main Street Electrical Parade final performance t-shirt from September 1991. And as you know, Main Street Electrical Parade has returned twice in 1999 and 2010, with that second return ending with the last nighttime parade to run at Magic Kingdom, and at the time when he wrote this, 1,745 days and counting. For all we know, the upcoming Disney Enchantment will have us all saying happily who and becoming our new favorite. But for those of us who haven't seen Happily Ever After yet, I wish we could get another chance to see it after the 50th anniversary ends in early 2023. For now, though, looking forward to enjoying both Disney Enchantment and Harmonious in 3 months. And we've already got yet another return set for May 2022, staying at the Metroville Hotel or Contemporary Resort. That's what he said. Thanks for a great show and a great station. That's from Randy Dewberry in Atlanta, Georgia.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
So when this Disney Parks blog announcement came out, Jeff had brought me lunch at work. We were sitting in the car eating lunch, and I was like, oh, no way. And he's like, what?
What happened? Yeah.
Tell me. Because I saw the little notification pop up, and I was like, click on that. And before he could even like click on it on his phone, I had already pulled it up, and I was like, no way. No way.
Yeah.
Crazy. It says it's going to sparkle into history. It's like, you're kidding. But I don't know. Do you think, Jeff, that it's really gone?
I think it is. Because I think during that time, Disney is already working on something to replace this new, you know, Disney Enchantment show that's going to happen for the 50th. Or they're going to modify Enchantment to go after the 50th anniversary without all the extra whatever they're going to put into it for the anniversary.
Yeah, someone messaged us on Instagram and was like, I can't believe they're taking Happily Ever After away. And I said, what makes it okay for me is they would only do that if they really felt like they had something, you know, leaps and bounds better.
Oh, coming, yeah.
You know?
I agree. 100%.
All right, Andrew, do you think it's really gone? Do you think it's coming back after the 50th?
I think after we see the 50th anniversary firework spectacular, we'll be like, I remember Happily Ever After? Yeah, kind of miss it, but this is so much better.
I'm really excited, especially for like the projections down Main Street.
That's the whole thing. I mean, Imagineering is putting all their chips in, going all in, and it's going to be wonderful. Now, I've learned for the last several years, never doubt what Imagineering will do. I've always thought, you know, it's come back that, you know, doubting has always come back to bite me. It seems like so. The last few years, I've just kind of gritted my teeth and smiled and said, all right, I'll take you at your word, and you end up getting wowed. I've never done a spoiler. So like a few years ago, was the first time I ever rode, Flights of Passage.
Mm-hmm.
That attraction had been open for like 5 years. I never watched a YouTube video or anything like that. So I always experienced it for like the first time. And I'm glad I did, but you know, it's just like, you want to experience it.
Yeah,
and
when
I think
you're
this
there.
Fireworks Spectacular will be the exact same way.
I did the same thing with Rise of Resistance, mm-hmm. you know, and basically most of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, Smuggler's Run, even Nicole, who got to see it way before me, mm-hmm. and everything else, I still kept myself from watching all the stuff because I wanted that feeling when I walked into the land of, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
It's the way it's supposed to be,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Always stay away from spoilers.
Our next email is from Cindy Klein.
It's a birthday email,
It's a
actually.
Birthday! She says, please wish my daughter, Rebecca Klein, a belated happy birthday. Her birthday was back on July 11th, just a couple days ago. She said, Rebecca loves just about everything at Disney World. She and I will be heading down there from Savannah, Georgia in mid-August for a little mother-daughter vacation. You've done that. You've gone to Disney with just you and your mom.
I have.
Like,
we had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, she still talks about it. She loves it.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
Cindy said, I think she is most looking forward to eating at Ohana during our trip, though shopping for her first nephew and my first grandchild will be another highlight of our trip.
Yeah.
That is very exciting.
That's very, I like that. Yeah, that's nice.
Her favorite dessert at Disney is a Dole Whip.
Oh,
good,
wow.
Good choice. She went on to say, thank you for all your time and energy that you put in to keep us up to date with Disney news. And that was from Cindy Klein. So happy birthday, Rebecca. Happy birthday. And happy unbirthday to Cindy. And thank you so much for sending us an email from Savannah, Georgia.
Definitely. You get those fantastic sparkles.
Yeah, both of our emails this week are from Georgia.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Rebecca
happy
gets a
birthday.
Heck yeah. Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Wow, fantastic. So if you've got a birthday shout out that you want to have read here on the show, or if you want to send it to us via a voice message, guess what? Real easy. All you have to do is send that voice message to dw60@srsounds.com. So for everybody celebrating a birthday this week, this message is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for you.
Come on, everybody. Time to sing.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Okay, pal, make a special wish and blow out the candle.
Hello! Have a great day!
Bye now!
Bye-bye!
Real soon!
See you.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
And that brings us to the end of our show. We want to thank everybody for checking out the show on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com and also listening to the podcast version of the show. Also, we want to thank Mr. Andrew Sparks for coming on. Andrew, really appreciate you taking the time out with your family and everything else to spend a little time with us on a Friday morning and just give us some insight as to who you are.
Jeff, Nicole, this was so much fun.
It was.
Thank you very, very much. Jeff Davis, you are a master at your craft, sir. You walk in the shoes. You walk in the shoes of Colin Coward. Nicole, you walk in the shoes of Samantha Brown.
Oh, my,
oh my gosh.
That is quite the guys, compliment.
Oh, yeah. Well, Samantha Brown is the Nicole Davis of travel.
Oh.
So you guys are experts. You're a craftsman. And it is an absolute pleasure to be on this show. It's a dream come true. Thank you for making the dream happen. God bless you both.
Well, I got to say that you have done an absolutely fantastic job with touring the world on SR. And I hope it continues for many, many years to come. Don't forget, you can check out Touring the World every single Thursday afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Nicole, where can everybody find us on social media?
You can find us on Facebook and the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. We're in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. We are in the Sorcerer Radio Discord live every Friday morning, chatting during the show. And we're on Instagram at DW60 Press Row.
Andrew, where can everybody find you?
Find me on Instagram, Touring the World TTW. That's Touring the World TTW. You can also find my personal handle on Instagram, Andrew Sparks Productions. You can also find me over on the Fun Zone on tour as Touring the World, as well as Andrew Sparks. So look me up. Got a lot of great pictures of all the pictures I post. By the way, are ones I've taken. So
they're amazing.
Got a lot of great pictures on there, and have a lot of fun over on the Fun Zone or on the Discord.
Appreciate that. Make sure to check out the replay of the show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, in case you didn't catch all of it. And, of course, podcast version will be out this weekend. You can check that out on all the major platforms, and we definitely appreciate the subscriptions and also those 5-star reviews. Until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com, and have a magical day.
Summer's here, so why not cool off with an iced coffee from Expedition Roasters? All our coffees can be brewed right over ice at your home for a refreshing, cool treat. Top it off with whipped cream, chocolate, or even a scoop of ice cream for a special summer coffee that's sure to please. So start your coffee adventure today by visiting us at expeditionroasters.com to find out more about brewing iced coffee at your home and to shop our unique Disney and pop culture themed coffees. And be sure to use coupon code SR20 to save 20% off your first purchase with us. That's SR20 at expeditionroasters.com. Brew your happy place.